Hello. When you hear this signal, man's propensity for imitation is echoed by the parrot at the left. When all is said and done, though, no words can adequately explain why this can be inferred from the amorous activities of the dogs on the right. When you hear this signal, it's time to move on. When you hear this signal,
for example, in support of fun against polarizing authority and subversives, the idea of revolutionary guerrillas creating situations that aim to bring into overtness the intrinsic Nazism of equalized power. That is, polarizing authority and subversives. Versus what? Those who didn't choose their leaders and who don't want them or any others? This polarization means bringing war into overtness, with the idea that the majority will as a result understand that these leaders lead them into illusions of wide open space, filling them with a security the falseness of which is that of the possibilities that it creates seeming greater than those that it represses, a security which is actually the security minimum that can be seen in a prison with wallpaper murals of idyllic landscapes and prisoners willing to lock themselves in. As if a war can be won, I have no faith in the masses' ability to cope with serious thought. It's too intimidating and tiresome for them? Not necessarily. The masses are the masses because they are different from those who are different. Trying to say these things accurately seems so futile. And the difference is they're wanting security to be provided as a commodity. That is, the false security, which is the security of being led, being relieved of the tension of decision-making. The idea of the fun guerrilla is possibly more revolutionarily effective, insofar as it presents the happiness potential of revolution, and insofar as it relaxes people from the tension of serious decision-making.
Since the score, What but could I say? I made my advances, but you walked away. Bye bye. When I have my dreams, you're on my mind. I remember the day you left. And give me
you'll never know how much I want to bug you. You'll never know how much I really dare.
Wherever you might be, you will find a tree or a meadow in my face. Wherever you might be, you could find a gold tree or a rainbow.
Thank you. Dispersing, gathering crowd peacefully outside the marked perimeter area, which is open only to residents with proper identification.
See, there was some violence, but it was spotty and sporadic. The streets of Overtown do remain sealed off tonight, though, as Miami police try to contain whatever problems there are. There has been gunfire, but no serious injuries. There has been looting. So far, only one arrest tonight. That's nearly remarkable. And that arrest came within the last half hour. The charge, breaking and entering. Activity, police skirmish with some roving gangs at various times throughout the evening. Despite a heavy police presence on the fringes of the hot spots, there was some rock and bottle throwing. Some shots had been fired. Some fires were set. But again, no serious injuries. 21-year-old Neville Johnson died earlier this evening. 21-year-old Neville Johnson died earlier this evening. Major Devil Johnson learned the 21-year-old had died of a gunshot wound only a short time after hearing he was alive and with a strong heartbeat. The reaction was anger and bitterness.
Rock and bottle throwing crowds reportedly looted Merlin's liquor store at 8th Street and Northwest 5th Avenue. And to disperse the crowd, police launched tear gas grenades into the area. This evening has indicated that as far as he is concerned, the Orange Bowl Parade is a definite go. The Orange Bowl Parade is a definite go. The Orange Bowl Parade is a definite go.
There are five different investigations into the shooting of Neville Johnson, the shooting that inflamed Overtown and began the violence. Sir Luis Alvarez pulling the trigger when his pistol was inches away from Johnson's head.
Fermant les yeux, les nuages verts. after the fact.
Thank you.
with a baseball bat.
With a baseball bat.
Any object they could find was all right with them. Any object they could whack on that window was all right.
Because the white man is a superior race. And on my property, kills my women, cuts my kids. The African said, oh my God, the white guy, Aborigines wrote, the white man fucks my dog.